when Beverly went to Dominguez High School during Branton's football practice with a belt in hand. None of the Sherman children were allowed to take the bus to school, nor were they authorized to walk too far from their home. Their mom would drive them to after-school parties, but would wait just outside in the car until they were ready to go home. It might have been embarrassing to her three children, but it kept them out of trouble and out of harm's way. At the same time, the Shermans did not shelter them away from things outside of their home at all times. In fact, Kevin and Beverly wanted their children to be involved in sports or other types of after-school activities. Richard was forced to try out different sports like baseball, but he was quickly bored when playing out in center field and ended up picking grass on the field. The thing about Richard was that he enjoyed constant stimulation and found that while playing youth football. He enjoyed Pop Warner football until he started to become worried about being hit. His father stated that Branton would play instead, which put an end to his complaints. As Sherman continued to focus on his studies and develop his athletic skills, he had many hobbies that he carried through high school. Video games were one of his biggest obsessions. He would also read all of the Harry Potter books and even attended midnight screenings for the movie adaptations. He never dressed up while attending Stanford University, but he was noted for one of his favorite Christmas gifts being a remote control made in the shape of a wand. Sherman would also learn how to imitate some of his favorite sports stars at the time. The main thing he imitated was the confident presence that many athletes had. This was something Sherman would imitate throughout his childhood and high school years. Some of the names included football stars Deion Sanders and Michael Irvin, who provided entertainment while playing in the NFL. Sherman also often mimicked legendary boxer Muhammad Ali, who was one of the best talkers the world of boxing had ever seen. The big thing for Sherman was that he studied how they acted and presented a combination of confidence, charisma, and passion that would help mold the type of persona that Sherman would maintain for himself, the modern-day version of the showboat athlete who could talk the talk and walk the walk. Chapter 2, High School Years. When Sherman first arrived at Manuel Dominguez High School in Compton, California, his brother was the star wide receiver for the football team. And while the younger Richard was improving his speed and receiving abilities, he still had problems with coordination. During games of catch at home or on the high school's football field, Sherman was always unable to reach his brother with any throws, even from 5 yards away. In his early years, Richard would find himself considered different from the other students in class. He was into Harry Potter, video games, football, and his education. He did not speak in any of the slang terms or use words commonly referred to by students who were involved with gangs. Richard would continue on his way. However, he would become a near-perfect model for what schools want a student-athlete to be. Someone who does well both in school and on the field. By the time he was a sophomore at Dominguez High School at the age of 15 in 2003, he would gain about 4 inches of height and reach the 6'1" mark. He was also a regular in the school's weight room, where he made an attempt to fill out a physical frame that was previously 125 pounds. The football coaches would challenge him, including his head coach, Keith Donerson. They were also trying to prevent him from being as brash as he was, but Richard's performance would suffer as a result. Part of his performance was linked to how confident he felt before, during, and after games. Sherman would continue to try to perform at his best and even sought to motivate others by showing very little tolerance for his teammates who were not doing well with grades. He often told them he would enjoy watching them at the modest Compton College while he was playing NC2A Division I football. Those teammates would seek help academically from tutors and their coach so they could get the brash Sherman to stop taunting them. Sherman would make the varsity team during his junior year with Dominguez, and in his first game at Bloomington High School, he would get an interception and return